tacos, burritos, tortas, quesadillas, all from this truck that is sitting in this alleyway. Guys, all I'm smooth wearing sunglasses, and I got a suit on. I'm still hip. I like the cool tunes, California Girls, you know, Katy Perry, that sort of stuff. Kind of a sad day in the layoff and shutdown department, huh? What a motherfucker of a day. It's funny, because it wasn't even 2 days, it was like less than 2 days ago, I was standing there talking to someone going like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck Mythic is working on now that you mention it. Like, they had some other projects that were going, that would have been in the same vein of what they were, you know, already had been doing, so, who knows, but I don't know if those were even in active development anymore. I hadn't seen anything new out of them. I hadn't really talked to anybody over there in kind of a while. Since we saw Paul at GDC, I think that was the last time. Walking across the street about as slowly as possible. It's almost like he wants me to run him over. Oh God, why are there so many cars right here? Yeah, I always got the feeling that Mythic was in one of those weird spots where, you know, or, you know, like those games where in weird spots, you know, because they're not going to get the money to make something that's a new IP. They're not going to get EA to greenlight a project that's some whole new thing, probably, because, you know, it's a risky venture. So, in some ways, they have to attach to something that's existing, like an Ultima, Populous, you know, that sort of stuff, to get EA on board to make it. But then, they also have to make a, you know, a free-to-play mobile game that does well on that end of business, and now they have to do it saddled with this existing name that some people remember really fondly, you know? It's like this no-win situation. They've been in a tough spot for a while looking at those games, you know? I think within those parameters, you look at those games and go, they did all right. But it's just a fundamentally short-sighted way to run business at the top, right? I don't know what the right answer is with something like that.
saying Paul's really trying to sell that game on the GDC live stream. No, he wasn't. He was out there, I mean, he seemed pretty upfront about, like, yeah, you know, it's hard to get free-to-play right. I don't think at any point did he said that game definitely got it right. And I think that, you know, that was a game that if you had called it anything other than Dungeon Keeper, no one would have ever noticed. Because it's just Clash of Clans. And that game does the exact same shit. And makes a zillion dollars. I agree with the baseline concept that at some point there are ways to do free-to-play that might make sense. But yeah, I mean, as someone who played that Dungeon Keeper game a lot longer than I certainly should have, yeah, no, it's a game. It was a bunch of, like, pretty good art assets and stuff. And a decent little game design wrapped in a bunch of money walls that I didn't want to deal with. Eh. But yeah, I mean, if you look at what they made recently and, you know, the Warhammer MMO getting shut down, and you're going to go, yeah, that's makes sense that EA would pull the plug on that studio. I mean, I guess I don't really know what the books look like. Harmonic stuff. I didn't talk to anybody over there today. Not really sure what the focus of those cuts were, I guess. I'm sure it's probably just a little bit across the board or something. Peter Moore waiting for his driver, huh? Jeez. Did he always have a driver? Was he going somewhere? I mean, if he was just hopping a taxi, calling Uber, something like that. It was just like to get home and then driver pick me up in the morning to take me back. That's perhaps a little extravagant. Ah, whatever. Yeah, Peter Moore's balling at this point. I wonder what I should love Ultima for. See. It is about this street, or these streets in particular, that causes the signal to die. Because it dies in the same spot, really. I will look out for the lizard people. Thank you for the warning. Attempting to reconnect. This is that year now. It's like at E3, I think they're just showing three games. You know, it's like Skylanders, Call of Duty, and Destiny. Like the three that everyone already knows about them. It's no big surprise. I mean, unless they have some weird announcement at a press conference or something like that, but... you know, meanwhile, EA is just still kind of pumping stuff out. In a classic sense, all over from games from all over the place. Dragon Age, whatever the Mass Effect game is, and this Battlefield offshoot thing. Star Wars stuff, Mirror's Edge. And you think about just the number of games that EA has right now that are announced, like all the sports stuff, like their mobile interests with Chilingo or whoever the fuck else they own. Sims. Yeah, I don't think there'll be a Dead Space 4. Mirror's Edge 2 is essentially confirmed. I mean, they announced Mirror's Edge 2 at E3 last year, so yes, they said yes, that's a game. But then Battlefield 4 came out and was fucking a flaming wreck. So you have to wonder if everyone, if that became an all-hands-on-deck situation. They just yank everybody off Mirror's Edge, or are they in pre-production so early that doesn't matter, you know? It's like, what, they never said anything about a timetable for that game, so it's hard to really know if the Battlefield 4 stuff had any sort of impact on Mirror's Edge, or what impact it would have on, like, a Star Wars Battlefront, you know? So that would be their next game. You figure Battlefield Hardline this year, Star Wars Battlefront next year, right? Does that make sense? Star Wars this year instead. Well, that was never going to happen. That's not like an either-or thing. I don't think. That's, I mean, if Visceral is doing Hardline, then it's not like, you know, I guess they could have had Visceral do Battlefront, but fuck, maybe Hardline rolls right into Battlefield 5, and then they do Star Wars after that. Who knows, you know? Star Wars is such a long-term play. Like, when's the movie coming out? That'll be when the games hit, right? But then Visceral's doing Hardline, and then they're also supposedly doing another Star Wars game, because they brought on Amy Hennig to write it. So you figure that that's their next project after Hardline, unless they got two teams. If they're big enough to have two teams, then could have that. I don't know. The release schedule, the calendar, just like all the dev cycles, everything is so fucked around right now. With so much stuff not coming out this year and coming out next year instead, that, like, if you really start to map it out and try to think long term, it gets real fucking crazy. Is Jeff Keighley hosting everything at E3 this year? Apparently, yeah. You know, who else are you going to get to host stuff? He's one of the few people out there that is, like, recognized and known by people that are into video games that is, like, working in a hosting capacity as opposed to a, like, a journalistic capacity. So, yeah, I mean, he's your guy. He's good at what he does. And, yeah. I love the getting Jack Tretton to talk about the press conferences. That's smart. Maybe someday I'll tell that story. But it's still too fresh. It still hurts too much. normally you don't do this kind of stuff before E3, you know? You go into E3 like, yeah! Video games! And then you do all your bad business after the show. Has anyone tried playing Phantasy Star Online 2 through a proxy? I wonder if you could play the English version through a decent... through a tunnel, a VPN or something. Someone who has seen some of Sega's games for E3, I don't think we'll see PSO2 there. But I also don't think all hope is lost on that front just yet. Yeah, I kind of burned out on the translated Japanese version also. Like, an English release. I don't know. What is Sega, man? The fuck is Sega? Like, the people still holding a candle for Sega and, like, waiting for them to fucking get everything going again is, it's like the same people that are like, why won't Microsoft let Rare be Rare? Like, because they're not. That anymore. It's not those people. It's not, but in some cases it is. Like, you know, there's, like, the guy who made Crazy Taxi still working with Sega. Still there. I know that much. Sega's in that situation now where they've got all this IP, but they don't necessarily have the wherewithal to use it or the business sense to use it, and they don't really know how to, like, successfully exploit their catalog. get enough questions. No, I don't have enough questions yet. I probably need two or three more to go. I pulled what was there last night. Yeah, you know, it's like I think about the things that I think of when I think about Sega and the stuff that I really care about. You know, like those aren't games that they could make now and do well with, I think. You know, it's like if you really look at business. You know, do they have the talent to make another Rez? Do they have would another Rez be a moneymaker for Sega in any way? No. Was Child of Light? Child of Eden. Child of Light's the game that just came out. Child of Eden is the not Rez game from those guys, right? Right. Anyway. Sega would almost be a better candidate for the idea of, like, taking the IPs and giving them to small teams to make. And, like, just go to a small crew that has some sort of love for it and say, like, yeah, dude, totally make a new downloadable eSWAT game. Pixel art, you know, like, whatever you want. You want to fucking reuse the art from the original game and just make new levels for that? Fucking crazy. Go for it. Make a sequel to Revenge of Shinobi using all of the same assets from Revenge of Shinobi and some new ones. Make a level pack for Revenge of Shinobi. That's what I would do. I just don't know if the business works out, you know, like how much does that cost to make versus like how much would it actually bring in. You know, the to make Shenmue right would be too expensive for a company like Sega to do. You know, to do right by that franchise in modern times, we're talking a huge big budget game that wouldn't make any sense, you know? So it's like, it's the sort of thing where people talk about like wanting to bring Shenmue back. Like, you're never going to get it that way, you know? Are you going to get like some Shenmue minigame collection that sort of tells the story of parts 4 through 18 or, you know, or some kind of scaled back story heavy thing. Like, at least the people that cared a lot about it would get the story told, but I don't know. I just think that, you know, when you die in Space Harrier and it says get ready, it talks about the many more battle scenes that will be available soon, and they never made good on that. And why doesn't someone make a bunch of new Space Harrier levels and sell them and then just put that out? The true Space Harrier 2. Space Harrier 2 was not that great. Planet Harriers. I wonder if they still have, like, the bulk of the people that made Virtua Fighter 5 on staff. Like, I wonder if it came time to make a new VF, if they actually have the talent pool there to do it. Because I'd love to see another one of those, too. Fuck it, man. Someone should just take Sega Gaga and port it to English and put it out. How about that? That'd be a good fan servicey thing to do. That game was fucking nuts. Konami's doing worse than Sega, maybe in the game market, but Konami has health clubs and all sorts of other stuff. Sega has plenty of other interests as well, I'm sure. It's probably just one of those things where they just don't really care about the game division anymore because gaming has changed so much in Japan that it's just not the focus. Or it's maybe not the focus that it used to be, right? Why they're making all this mobile stuff. Yeah, Pachinko. Samba de Amigo Pachinko is huge. But like, you know, I mean, you look at the Japanese market, there's no denying that it's different. And it's funny, because for some people, like, when you point that out, or whenever, you know, we talk about that on the podcast or anything like that, like, there are people that just go, you guys are so racist against Japan. Like, no. I grew up playing all of those games, too, and I like them a lot. But I've been over there a bunch and watched the streets change. And I've been talking to enough different developers from different countries to go, like, yeah, this just isn't happening anymore. I don't know. You miss crazy games that had a lot of manpower behind them. Yeah, totally. Stuff that you're just like, I can't, but like, you look back on it now with some perspective and look at kind of how games are made now, and you know, it's like, obviously I've heard a lot about how games are made over the last 5-10 years and learned a lot, not enough, learned enough to be dangerous. And you think back to some of that stuff and go, man, how did that stuff get greenlit? Surge of Japanese indie games that make it over here. I mean, you're seeing some of that. Like, 1001 Spikes is out next week. That's, you know, Nicholas, like, they kind of specialize in some of that stuff. And there was, like, La Mulana, I mean, the Japanese indie scene certainly does exist. It's one of those things that Bit Summit was kind of designed to bring out of the woodwork a little bit. console companies do you think will be around next generation? All of them. I mean, I don't think any of them are in danger of going out of business. I mean, will they continue to make consoles? Like, that's... I don't know. I think Nintendo has more hardware in them. I bet it'll be handheld. But... to me, that seems like the move, is that Nintendo just goes all in on a handheld platform and says, this is it. We'll let you hook it up to a TV if you want. But this is our thing. I'm not going to split resources across two platforms anymore. It's crazy. So we're just going to completely control handheld gaming. Microsoft and Sony are big companies with a lot of different masters and weird fucking things going on and all that, but it seems likely that they would stay in it. Unless, I mean, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, this generation is just getting started. By the end of it, we may really be at a point where you look at consoles and go, this doesn't make sense anymore. We don't need these anymore. We have another device. We have... You know, phones have gotten powerful enough and hook up to TVs, or, you know, it's like there's some other method to get those games out that, you know, maybe a console in the traditional sense doesn't actually fit. Get in the carpool lane because I left too early. That said, I'm over halfway home, so I'll take it. It's hard to complain. Every verse is a brick, he says. It's 36 zips. It's a lot of fucking zips. games. Right? A lot of cops, a lot of speed traps out here tonight.
Loopty loops with ice cream scoops. Now I just nostalgia.
Oh, really?
Because I got coops of well fed pheasants. I made my web presence on the backs of dead peasants. Got all types of cash, and I'll talk trash like a hyper spaz till my mouth catches diaper rash. She said, can a man remain posh without being brainwashed? Is it really y'all website tennis whites and playing squash? What a jerk. Was he trying to flirt? As the clerk got back to work, another guy went berserk. Guy with a paisley tie, one glass and one lazy eye came in. His brain was spongy, crazy lunch meat held together with the scrunchie. Wait till you find out what he said. If y'all are so destitute, how come you're dressed so cute? Sometimes it's best to toot my own horn about my idiosyncrasies. I video pig pussies, I shoot my own porn. Cause it's wrong to rape a slut. It's wrong to penetrate the paper cut where an origami truck scraped her butt. I'm pacing and passionate cause my cupcake had hashed it. Look, a dopey fairy's chasing a doggy topiary. I'm gonna help her.
Not really in the mood.
You play my team. We'll be right back.
Lock your face. the hell's wrong with you, kids?
Oh, man.
real tired this week.
Jaywalking, son. You're gonna get clipped. Got your bag. Got your, what is that? Some kind of fast food drink cup. Rah, rah. I made it. I made it. And, I'll see you guys later. And, ooh, the spelling bee? Oh, shit. Well, alright, I gotta go. I gotta go.